is called Brooded, and basically I'm just getting started. I'm gonna go on to Instagram now, and then we're gonna get started. If you're here with me, let me see if you're here. Say hello, share who you are, tell me your name, tell me where you're from, where you're viewing in at. And this is what our workbook looks like. And so if you want one of these workbooks, which are really cool because they got all kinds of neat stuff in it, and you can get these at Torrey Pines Church. You can go to the 9 a.m. or 11 a.m. services, and then you could ask for one of these workbooks and just let them know that you're working with Gloria Online, and there you have it. You can have one of those. And right now we're in week one, and I'm kind of just really just doing an introduction today because we're just kind of getting started. Also, in kind of the links below, you can find where to actually like join in the proper so you can get emails, so you can get no notifications on when I'm going to go live, which is every Wednesday at 8:30. So every Wednesday at 8:30, I will be here with you, hanging out here with you, and I'm going to be your girl, your friend, and you can message me, ask for prayer, and all of those good things. Today, I want to talk a little bit about kind of what Rooted is, and why me? Why is what? What's up with Gloria? Why is Gloria doing this? And who I am, and how did I get here? Like, how did I get here to talk to you guys live and do all the things that I do and all those things, right? Let's first talk a little bit about Rooted, and kind of just rambling on till about really eight till about 8:30. But in the meantime, I will just kind of just share with you some fun stuff. This is week one for Rooted. This is kind of just the introduction, and basically we're kind of just sharing what the goal is in the end. And the goal in the end really is to make friends and to have a deeper meaning and understanding of the Word of God and why Jesus came. Who's Jesus and why did he come? Right? And what is your purpose in this whole Jesus thing? What does it mean to you? Right? And so also we want to come to a place where we can get into finding a church that is, someplace where you can grow and get in community and really activate those gifts, that calling, and find a place to learn what it is to be a Christian. And for me, that's Torrey Pines Church. So I attend Torrey Pines Church there, and I love the community, and I found it, I was overseas for a long, long time. I had grown up in a ministry previously, and in that ministry I was discipled and things, but way before all of that I was not a Christian. So I was just this wild child. I was out there and tried to do everything I could possibly do to be bad, excuse me, but it didn't work. So I had a praying grandmother, and she would, when I would see her, and I didn't get to see her a whole lot, but in the times that I did get to see her, she always She always took me by the hand and did pray for me. I remember those times. And so when I would go out to try to be as bad as I could possibly be, I would hear the echoes of those prayers. And she really thought that I was like, the sweetest in girl and a good girl as well. And so because of those echoes in my mind, I couldn't really, be 100% like really, really bad, because I just had too much guilt. So one day I was in my room, and I had been through some things, and I was just like calling out to God, and I was just like hungry for God, and I had always felt like a pulling towards God, and I finally was still enough to say, "Where are you, God?" And so, when I asked the question, "Where are you, God?" I felt him answer me. In fact, it was audibly that he answered me, and with an audible voice, I heard God speak to me, and he said, "There's only one God, and it's the God in heaven, and me, it's him, that it was him." And so I was like, I understood that, and I knew immediately in my spirit, and not having been knowing anything about church or anything like that, or God or Jesus, I didn't even know that they were the one and the same or any of those things. I didn't know anything about the Trinity. And so God did speak to me, and he showed himself real, and that stayed with me till into my young adult years. And then found a church, randomly found a church through a friend whose family member went to this church, and they found out that I, was looking kind of thing. And oh, there was a boy that liked me. Oh yeah, there was a boy that liked me. There's always a boy that likes me somewhere. I'm just kidding. There was a boy that liked me at the school that I was at, and he was an expert martial art, an expert in martial arts. And one day I was just kind of watching them, do their martial arts thing. And he took a liking to me, so he came and approached me. Very, very nice person, and wanted, I was the only person that I allowed to him to walk me to my classes and things. And so he began to witness to me and invite me to church and stuff. And it was basically, he's the very first encounter that I had that that sent me into the direction of looking for a church. And these, I believe all this was meant by God and was brought by God and things. And so I ended up finding a church and started to go, and that's the church that I grew up in and things. And I stayed because the homegirl made some good beans, and I was hungry. So we're gonna get into that a little bit more on discipleship and things, because a lot of times we think we've been so churched, which is different all around the world, and everyone has a different concept or mindset of what that is from their own experiences. For me, it was a straight up about necessities, the basic natural need of humankind. And for me, I was just a young girl, and I knew nothing, had no other religious thing to go by, except that I was hungry, and I was in school trying to finish and then go into my career, and so I was hungry. And she was the pastor's wife would always, kind of take me under her wing, and there was always food, good food, and laughter, and talking, and stuff. And then the pastor would would always have, there was always an intention in going to hang out with him, of what he was going to impart to us, what he was going to say to us or teach us, or it wasn't just hanging out, it was actual coaching, basically. It was coaching us how to live like Christ. And so while all the other moms were older than me, they had kids and they would all congregate together in the kitchen and, cutting food or whatever, cutting tomatoes and things. I call it cutting tomatoes, and I didn't want to cut tomatoes because I was young. And so I did not, I wanted to hear what the pastor was saying. And so I would sit down there and I would hear with the guys and hear what the pastor was saying. And I would just listen, and I would just love it and listen. Later on, I had already known that I had a calling. I just didn't know what that was, right? And many of you, I know, have felt that in your gut, right? There's something more to life than just this, right? I knew that since a little girl. But I just didn't know where to find it. How do you do it? Where does it come from? How do you get there? Until I started going to church, right? And sitting with the pastor and stuff like that. Now, there were a couple of different disciple concepts going on here, right? So one was I didn't want to be in there at with the ladies who were grown and had kids and cutting tomatoes, okay? I was in a different place in life. I was young. I didn't have kids yet. And I was young and free and was wanting adventure and, something to do, right? And the pastor was talking a lot about all the fun stuff was going on over here with the guys, right? So he was talking about, going on missions, short missions trips to Tijuana, which I went with them, and praying with people, and it was so exciting and fun, and we had to watch people, watch crazy stuff happen, basically. Like lots of really interesting things happen there when you pray, because people just have such deep faith. There's so many, like, there's manifestations of like demonic stuff as well. But that's another story. But it was fun. We got to go on lots of different adventures. And why was I there, right? So the question is, why was I there at these short-term missions things? And what does it mean to me, and what does it mean to those people, right? So that was all a learning process. And I didn't connect with the girls in the kitchen, not at that moment, not in that time. Later on, yeah, but not at that moment. I was in a totally different area in life. And many of you might be in this same kind of mindset, right? You may be in a totally different area of life, right? I interview people, so I hear a lot of different stories about, where people are and what they do, right? So some are music artists, and they're in a different mindset. They have a vision of what their message might be, right? Others are designers of, they design interior design, and they have a vision of what that might look like, what the end project would be, right? And others are ministers, where they have, maybe some are new in their ministry, and they're just walking this out. They don't know what the end thing is going to be like. They're just like, they just jumped out the plane and they're building the parachute as they come down. So, in the end, something beautiful is going to happen, and that beauty is called faith or hope or whatever that might be that God has got you into. But we're going to look into all of that as we go along. It's really, really, really fun, really, really exciting. And another thing is how God uses you. How does God use you in the end? Like, we all have some kind of deep wonder of what that other thing, what's that thing that we're meant to be on earth for, right? So we're gonna look at that. So yeah, that's how I, anyways, back to my story. That's how I came to know Christ. It was just an encounter. No one shared the gospel with me, and none of those things. It wasn't like a prayer meeting, and then someone said, "Come down to the altar, and I'm gonna zap you, and then you're done." None of that happened. I was just, I just called on Jesus just like that, and then went and had tacos with someone, and the end result was I was a missionary in England after many years of, studying and preparing to go. I ended up in England, and when I went to England as a minister, I didn't know what, I was a cocky young girl, a young mom, took my kids, and I didn't know what I was doing, had no clue. I imagined what it could be like, but then I encountered, people that were in different spaces, right? They weren't, some were not ready, some were very ready. Some were, some just needed facilitating, and a push, or a platform, or something to do. Others needed a little bit more baby steps, right? They needed a little bit more cultivating, a little bit more caring, a little bit more teaching, a little bit more exploring and failing, and then exploring again, and then failing, and then exploring again, right? And so it's such a learning process. Another was a young girl that I always say that if she was the only reason why I went on a mission trips to go to live in England to do missionary work, which is not a third world country at all, but it is another country, and if we were on missionary support from another country. And so when we went to go church plant, and I ran into this young girl, she was not churched at all, and she was in a situation where somebody was after her, and it was a deadly situation. And we were able to get her housed and relocated and renamed and all of that with her baby and stuff. And that was not just me alone. I was the first responder in the situation, but I didn't do this alone. I did it with community. So I went to the mission field, trying to, church plant. But in the end, I was just a volunteer on a team with other people who were not even churched. So I was working alongside the midwife in England. And because I volunteered to work alongside the midwife, because of a suggestion of the vicar, who was the vicar of our area, Vicar of Raynham. And I had to learn what the word vicar was. He was like the priest in the village church. And he suggested that I do some volunteer work alongside her, and that I would learn some things. And I didn't, I so I did. I went on their suggestion. And it was the best thing I ever did. I didn't think I was doing anything at first. I was just sitting there minding my own business. And but nonetheless, someone was watching me the whole time and knew exactly where I lived. And I just was, I didn't, they didn't really know me. They didn't even know my story. They didn't know, they just knew I was, they knew I lived in the church. And that's where they came. They came knocking at my door. And that's when I became the first responder, and was able to call the midwife, and the midwife told me what to do in that situation, and we both walked through the process. And so that was learning as well, and then learning how to work with people that are already churched. They already know what to do. They already know how to do it. They just like being at your church. You know what I mean? And what do you do with that? How do you work with that? Right? And so, sometimes that means, just finding what is their passion, what do they love to do? Sometimes they want to do something and sometimes they don't. They just want to be there. And that's okay. All of those things are okay, but it's all just learning as you go along, right? Jesus kind of was doing the same thing when he came. And we're going to get into that. We're going to get into kind of what was Jesus' approach when he came and how he called his disciples and how he put them to be who they were. And they call it that they changed the world. I don't think that like one person changes the world per se, but I think that many of us coming together in community, working together and learning and learning how to progress through all kinds of trial and error and issues and different backgrounds and all kinds of stuff that we have as humans. I think that each and every one of us playing that part in our own spaces with our own ability to influence, wherever that might be. It might be musically, it might be just being at school, it might be being a mom, whatever it might be. There's a story that I always love to hear, the story of this one great popular evangelist or preacher or public ministry guy, whatever word, I'm not sure of the words that you may know of them are of, but one of those guys that preach on TV and all that kind of stuff. But anyways, his teacher spotted him out and developed him, seen some kind of potential in him and developed him. And this teacher is not even known to this day, but that is the reason why this man became who he is or was today. And it was because of someone behind the scenes who had the ability to coach or teach or develop another person. So those are all really cool things. We all play a really important part in this thing called community or life or church or whatever it is. Church is a good place. Church is a good place to start, I'd say, I was really blessed when I started my journey in church, and met some really cool people and went some really cool did some really cool things and went to really cool countries and things like that. So if you're there, I'd like you to say hi and tell me where you live in the world, and stuff. So I want to say hi back to you. Let me see. I'm gonna look over here because I got people viewing in. Ooh, got a lot of people viewing in over here too. Okay, so another thing that we're gonna look at, and next Wednesday at 8:30, is we're gonna look at. Oh, so. As we go along, we're gonna look at prayer too. Okay, we're gonna look at some prayer. I'm gonna be praying for a lot of you guys. I see you guys in there. I see you peeping in at me, and I'm gonna be praying for you guys. But another thing as well is I'm gonna be inviting some people to join me online. Okay, I'm gonna my stream has the ability to open up another window to bring you in. So I want to bring you in, or I'll invite someone to come in and let them share their story of how they came to know Christ as well. So it'll be, we'll have a variety of people who can share their little story. A very, very, very short story, not a big long, drawn out one, but just a very short story of how they know God. And then hopefully in the whole journey, we can come together and meet over at Torrey Pines Church and meet each other in person. And we can meet each other in person, we can have a coffee and we can have a chat and you know, I can be there with you to attend a church service. You can explore what that looks like. Some of you may have never been to church before. You may have maybe never even been in the doors of church before. And you know, what I'm learning recently is that a lot of people get really, really, really scared to even go because they don't know what's going to happen. They don't know where to sit. A lot of people are even have anxiety to the highest level because of the whole COVID thing and being, you know, indoors and restricted and things. And it's made people become so like nervous, very nervous about going to public spaces and stuff. Because how do you act? What do? You don't know if somebody wants to say hi to you or not, or how close can you get to them? Do they like to hug? Do they want to shake hands? There's so much to think about, so much. And what I'm finding is that it helps if you say, I'll meet you there and you can sit with me. You can sit with me. And people love that. They love that. So with you guys online and some of you who want to come to church, you can sit with me. Okay? You can sit with me. We can sit outside. You know, we can watch church from outside in the patio area of the church and have a coffee. You don't have to go inside the building. You can wear a mask. You can not wear a mask. It's up to you, right? And so all of those things, people are like, oh my God, what do I do? Do I wear the mask? Do I not wear the mask? And so, you know, you can bring your children. I can walk you through the process of where some that, oh my gosh, you know what helped me? The biggest thing that helped me when I first came to it was Torrey Pines Church. It was the very, very first church that this ever happened, ever, ever, ever in my whole entire life of going to church. Did this ever happen to me? I kid you not. This had never, ever, ever happened to me before, right? So it was my very first time. I kid you not, my very first time going to Torrey Pines Church, right? And I took my grandson with me, who's a little baby at the time, right? And you know, as a new grandma, I wanted to bond and go to church, and I imagined it to be this fairy tale thing of bonding and going to church, right? As we do as grandmas. It's not that easy. There was a diaper bag. I don't know how many diapers to put in the bag. I don't know how big the bag should be. If there should be a bottle. If there should be a snack. If I should take the wipies or not take the wipies. If I should take a Should I take the change of clothes too? Do I take the stroller? Do I not take the stroller? What do I do? Okay. This was a nightmare. And so there I am. I make it to the church, okay? Kid you not. I have him in the car seat. I'm getting out of the car and I'm now nervous. I'm like, you know, could be borderlining. I'm joking right now, but I could be borderline having a panic attack. I'm kidding, but you know, I'm exaggerating just slightly. But it felt like that. So here I am. I'm trying getting the baby out. I got the diaper bag. I'm like, oh my God. This young girl who's in the parking lot area under an umbrella, and she we make eye contact, right? We make eye contact. And she's like, do you need some help? And I'm like, I guess it looks like I need help, right? So I tell her, I'm a new grandma and I'm trying to get the baby. I'm new to the church. I've never been to the where the nursery section is or the Sunday school area. And I don't know what to do. What do I do? So thank God somebody met me in the parking lot, okay, and made eye contact with me and was nice enough or even confident enough to approach me to say, do you need some help? And so she didn't point. She didn't say, go over there and turn left and turn right, because I would have been devastated. I probably would have came back and got back in the car with my head down and tail between my legs if I had to tell and gone back home. No, she did not point. She walked me. She said, come on, I'll come with you. Come on, come this way. And she walked with me, and probably took too much in my diaper bag and stuff. But anyway, I found where the thing was. And another thing that I've never done before, which is it was probably a big deal to many, many people, maybe even new grandmas, who have not been to a church that is updated, because it's updated. So when you go in and you check in your child, you have to get on, you're holding this baby and the diaper bag, and you have to type in the baby, type in your info on the computer. They have a little computer where you check in and all of that. Well, thank God there was another girl to meet me there. And the first couple of times that I came, she always knew that I was going to be that lady, that she was going to need to help. Because I needed some help. And so I was like, I can't see. I gotta put my glasses on. I gotta type this thing. I gotta hold the baby. I gotta diaper bag. And I can't see. Because I'm a grandma, okay? I kid you not. She would help me. So these are things that people don't think about, okay? And if you're like me and you're trying to go to church, I forgot I was trying to do, I'm trying to do rooted. But anyway, you guys need to hear this stuff. This is part of discipleship. That's what I was thankful when I went to Torrent. That was the very first ever church that I've ever experienced that with, okay? And I was grateful that there was somebody who was, able to give eye contact and help you walk through the process, and not get frustrated with you that, oh my God, don't you not do the computer? Jeez, like that. Oh, don't do that. No one ever did that to me. And everybody was so so nice and walked me through the process. And I was able to bring my grandson with me to and learned how to check him in and all that. So if you're like me, yeah, and I want to meet you at church, let me know, and I will meet you there at the 11 a.m. service. 11 a.m. because the girl can't get up until 9 a.m. to be there at church. Okay, but anyway, because I work nights, but 11 a.m. And I will sit with you at church. Meet me there, okay? But let me know, message me, let me know that you want to meet me there at church. And we don't have to be sitting inside of the building. We could sit outside in the patio and watch it on, there's a big screen outside. So if you don't like to wear your mask or whatever, you can sit outside. But it's up to you how you want to. No one's going to say anything either way. So with that said, this is kind of the introduction to Rooted, which is going to be for the next 10 weeks, 10 weeks, and then I want to do some meeting up in person with you guys. I need you to sign up though. I need you to find the link in my bio or in the stream. You should see it in the stream here. Let's see, where is it at? And whatever the information that's going up here as it's streaming, you can You can send in your info, not send in your info. You can click the link in that, and it will bring you up to a place where you can sign up to be in the proper church sign up area. And then when you're in that area, you'll automatically be notified when I'm gonna come live, right? And there'll be a variety of things that you will see in there as well. You'll see other kind of groups that you can go into as well. I go to one on a Saturday. It's the surf group. Every Saturday morning, I just went to my very first one with them last Saturday, and I had the best time ever. Best people ever. Chill, awesome to talk to. Outside at the beach, many of them go surfing after, probably when the weather is a bit better and stuff. We're not going to go, when it's we can't go in the water right now, apparently. But when we can go in the water, we'll be surfing and stuff. And I'm not particularly a surfer, but I can paddle out. I can be on the board. I can do all those things. But as far as like actually, doing all that crazy stuff on the wave, maybe not that, but but yeah, but hanging out and all of that is fun. It's fun. And there's other groups that might suit you more. And but you'll have to find that out when you look in there and see. So, with that said, I'm Gloria Medrano, and I'll be your host for Rooted for the next 10 weeks. And I want to get to know you guys. If you just tune in right now, pop in your name. Tell me who you are. Give me a little comment. Say hi. Hi, what's up? I'm viewing from LA. I'm viewing from San Diego. What part of San Diego are you viewing from? And some of you on Instagram. Hey, Instagrammers, what is up? And those of you on YouTube, what is up? Tell me where you're coming from or where you're viewing at. And I want to say hi to you guys there as well. And thank you for the little hearts. I see the little hearts up there. And a thumbs up. Yeah, thumbs up. What's up? So, what's next week going to look like? Next week is going to be a little bit more deep, little bit more, so this slightly more. So be prepared. I want you to be prepared. I actually really would like you to get one of these at the Torrey Pines Church. I really want you to get this, okay? Because this you can have at home and you can read it. You can, there's so much information in it. It's a little devotional. You can have some prayer time with it as you have your coffee in the morning. And just so many things that are in this that to refer back to, and you could it has a place where you can write notes on it too. It comes with this really cool little tassel to hold your spots. I just love this thing. But yeah, as I started to dive into this and study it a little bit more, I was just thinking about all of the things that I learned along the way when I first started coming to church, all the things that we don't think about anymore, right? and just the areas of life that people are in, and it's all different for everyone, right? And so no, like again, no one person is the same. And Jesus was the best at understanding that. He was so good at what he did. He knows each and every one of us, just like I know my children. I know, I know what their favorite foods are, what they like, what they don't like, and just so many different things, right? And as you become a grandma, Some of you are away from your grandkids because they live far away or whatever, right? I'm probably going to have I have kids in England, so if when they have kids, I'm far away, and so finding unique ways to bond, right? To getting to know them, and how do you do that? How do you bond with your family members? How do you know, who they are? What makes them unique? Think about those things. Think about you and what makes you so special. What makes you just so unique in the world today, right? Because some people feel like, oh, I'm just ordinary. I just blend in with everybody else. No, you don't. No, you don't. You're very special. You're very special and beautiful to God. And you have a unique call of your own for God. If you just make yourself available to be used, it's a great adventure. It's a great joy to do all of the wonderful things that we do. And not just that we do stuff, it's not just about doing stuff, but it's just about being together in a place where, where we give love and feel loved. We feel a part of something. We feel like we're doing our part too, kind of in the world, right? And all of that is so good. So, with that said, I see some messages going up that people, I hope you're messaging me. Message me and let me know that you want to jump in. And if you don't know where to find the link, you can grab it in a message, okay? Whether you're on Instagram or on YouTube or Facebook. So lots of different platforms I'm streaming on right now, and let's dive into this together around the world. There's people that are viewing in. You're viewing in from London. Uriah just viewed in. Hey, what's up? And in so many different places and different states that you're viewing in from. We're in this together. We're going to do this together, and we're going to meet in person together, okay? Even if it's just once out of the whole time, or if it's a couple of times, because maybe you live in San Diego and you can meet me in the patio at Torrey Pines Church, right? Or, if you don't live in the area, then soon enough you can come and come once a month or whatever and meet me in the patio at Torrey Pines Church, right? And then we'll take you to church. If you don't have a church, if you're living like overseas and stuff, guys, we stream live each Sunday. So each Sunday, Torrey Pines Church has a live stream, and that gives people around the world the ability to view in, to come to church online like that, right? And I'm your host. I'll be your host right there. You can join me for church. I'm there at 9 a.m. on the online stream. Not in the stream, but I'm in the chat. I'm in the chat there. Online, you can ask a question, and I'll give you whatever resources that you might need wherever you are. And if I don't know what they are, then I will get the information from you of what your need is, and I will find something that would best suit you for whatever resources. Some of you maybe are, you're getting engaged and married and all kinds of stuff, and you're looking for a place. Some of you are maybe having babies now, and or relocating into San Diego, or you may just be, you may have just moved out of San Diego, and you don't have a church yet, a home church, and you can stream in online. Some of you are traveling. You travel for work, right? You travel around, and I know there's a community of people that are they travel in their vans. They're very much into the van life community. There's a whole community of van life people, right? Which I'm intrigued and want to learn more about. And they're on a great adventure, right? They need someone to be a pastor. They need a chaplain there. They need, you know, they need somewhere to have church, right? In their van life, wherever that may be. It may be they might be traveling from San Diego to Las Vegas and stop in their van caravan area, you know, and then travel into their next city, and they can have a place to go to church. Okay. And so that's part of what we can do as an online community, guys. We can't limit, we cannot limit or put a cap on what God does, can we? No, because everyone is so unique, so unique. And some music artists are traveling, and you can't go to church. This is your job. This is what you do to make your income, right? And so some people have a chaplain that goes with them in their traveling to do their music stuff, right? I know I had a friend that he was their pastor on the road. He was their road pastor. And I was like, yo, that would be a cool job. Like, you know, he got paid a lot of money. I'm kidding. I mean, he did, but I'm just kidding, kind of. But imagine that would be cool. You'd be like right there with the band. You'd be, you know, their pastor, right? You pray with them, some Christian music artists. You know, and even secular music artists have chaplains that travel along with them too, you know, to tend to pray with them and have that spiritual side with them, you know. So, anyways, with that said, I love you guys, and I just want to pray for you. If do you have any questions for me, you can pop them in, and I can answer them now or answer them later. But if you want to hear me answer them right now on camera, I can pop them in there if you want. But I want to pray for you guys, and then we'll close out for now, and then I'll see you guys next Wednesday at 8:30, okay? So I'm gonna pray for all of you who are all on the online community. Father, I just lift up all the people on YouTube that are watching right now. I just pray, God, that you just touch their lives, Lord. Just give them hope, Lord. Give them vision. Give them excitement for life, Lord. Help them to find their kind of niche in the world, Lord. Help them to have a passion to know Jesus and to get to know how this all works together in Jesus' name. And for Facebook, I just pray, God, that I just lift up all of those watching on Facebook. You guys are so loved. You know, I just love to come on and do my lives for Facebook. Facebook was my first platform to come on to. So you guys are always like my first go-to people. But I just pray, God, that just blessings over those watching on Facebook, and just pray, God, that you just help whoever is new, that they would find this kind of place in the world where they can learn and know and feel safe enough to come on and explore who God is, and what does that mean to them. And then for Instagram, I love Instagram. You guys rock. Instagram is the place. I love to do my videos on Reels. But yeah, I have fun doing that. You know, like it is just like too much fun. But anyway, I love you guys. And if TikTok had a live, I would do TikTok too. We'll get there eventually. But I love you guys, and I just want to pray a blessing of over you guys and so many wonderful and talented artists and influencers out there. Guys, you have this wonderful gift to bring to the world, and getting to know God and getting to know who Jesus is and getting to know all of the wonderful things that are in the Word of God for your life is so amazing. And I invite you to just come along on this journey for about 10 weeks and, for a long time and, find a church and find an online community like ours, to come to. And I want to meet you guys in person. Those of you who follow me on Instagram, you guys rock. You guys are the artsy ones. I just love you. So with that said, I love all of you guys, and I'm gonna pop out for now, and let you guys turn in for the evening. Have your little chamomile tea, and get cozy, and sleep well. I love you. Peace out. See you next time, Wednesdays, 8:30 p.m.